be trailing Coatesville, and they begin the second half with the ball moving right to left on your radio dial. It's Maddox Clement with it now as he brings the ball up the floor in the corner, facing heavy pressure. And a timeout taken by the Golden Tornado. Tell you what, folks, we've got to take a quick 30-second timeout as well. 7:40 to go. We're just getting started here. Second half action on WBUT and the Tribe Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
30-second timeout taken by the Golden Tornado. Matt Clement saw his son in trouble and needed to burn a timeout. Tough to lose possessions at this point if you're Butler. As you trail by six, 7:48 to go. They lob it deep to Devin Carney, who comes away with it. Carney working middle of the floor, looking to drive. Kicks corner to Patton, now up top to Morton. Morton drives left, step back jumper tipped, and he is actually fouled on the way up, so Ethan will go to the line to shoot two. Foul committed by Donovan Brickus. It will be his second, and it will be the first against Coatesville. Morton tonight 4-4 at the line. The first one is up and in. 16 tonight for the junior. Here comes the second. That one hits home as well. So Butler getting 2 points on their first possession of the half. They now trail by four. It's 33-29. Dupree Bryan with it. Triggers right. They get it to Donovan Brickus. Swings it along to John Proctor. Butler remaining in that box on one against Jameer Brickus. Bryan's now got it on the right side wing. High screen. Goes back to Brickus. Brickus crossover move, drives the lane, flips it to Holmes. Holmes goes up, and he is fouled, and that will be committed by Ethan Morton, who will now pick up his third. Tione Holmes will go to the line. First time tonight. And he hits the front end of the rim. 2 points tonight for the senior Holmes. Biggest man on the floor for the Red Raiders, playing on the inside, the interior. He misses the second one. Rebound fought for. Loose ball, and it is pulled in by the Red Raiders. Skip pass to Proctor. Three ball on the way. No good. No backside rebound, though. Dupree Bryant there for the easy layup. He's got 10. Back up to a six-point lead for the Red Raiders. Morton fires it up quickly to Carney, inside to Scribner, back to Devin. Devin's teardrop doesn't find anything, no good, rebound Coatesville. Here comes Proctor with it, Proctor drives, layup, no good. Rebound Patton, feeds it up quickly to Maddox. Maddox left side wing, forces a pass inside and it's stolen. Ball though knocked around and out of bounds against the Golden Tornado, and Coatesville will inbound on the sideline in their own, or by their own basket. 35-29, 6:31 to go in the third. Ball inbounded to Dupree Bryant. Working to his left and stands on the Trojans logo here at Chambersburg. Screen dish back to Jameer Brickus. Three ball is long. Rebound pulled down by Patton. Patton now facing heavy pressure, is able to outlet it to Morton. Morton crossing the timeline, working his way to the middle, drives corner to Carney, pops a three, front of the rim, no good, rebound knocked around, Carney comes away with it, and then he throws an errant pass to Morton, it goes out of bounds, and Coatesville will get the ball back. ...35-29 the score, 6 minutes to go in the third. Dupree Bryant with it, top of the key for the Red Raiders. High screen from Holmes. Bryant working to his right now. Goes inside to Holmes. Holmes turns around, drives, scoop layup up, no good. Morton clears the board. Working to his left, facing a double team. Bounces it up to Patton. Hatton now double-teamed by Coatesville. He works around it, and he gets called for a traveling violation. They say he dragged his pivot foot. And so another turnover for the Golden Tornado, and Coatesville will get the ball back. Bryant inbounds to Brickus, who just goes right back to Dupree. Bryant, he's got 10 points tonight for Coatesville. Triggers left to Proctor. Inside to Holmes, who was guarded by Morton, playing with three. Morton goes straight up. Fadeaway jumper from Holmes does not go. Another offensive board for Coatesville. It's Bryant. Turnaround jumper rattles around, does not go. Off the Golden Tornado, and it will remain with Coatesville. 35-29, Red Raiders in front. Proctor to inbound, corner to Brickus. Guarded now by Patton. Screen from Bryant. Chucked up. Bryant comes back to get it. Guarded by Carney. It's a high screen from Holmes. Bounces it over to Donovan Brickus. Back up top to Bryant. Bounce to Donovan Brickus. He drives, kicks it right back out to Dupree Bryant, who then goes back to Donovan Brickus. Inside to Jameer. Jameer, baseline, layup, up and in. Brickus has 13. Coatesville has opened this to an 8-point lead. Carney coming down quickly the other way. Elbow jumper, no good. Rebound, 5-4. Brickus comes away with it. Moving the floor. Corner. Looks to drive. He is fouled on the way up, and Brickus will go to shoot two. Scribner called for the foul, which is his first of the night. And the second against the Golden Tornado. Jameer Brickus' first trip to the line. Goes behind the back with the ball, lets it fly, and hits it. Here comes the second for Brickus. That one is up, and that one is good as well. 15 tonight for the junior guard. And Coatesville now leading by 10. Morton with it, top of the key. Double team, corner to Clement. Clement comes down with it, fed inside to Patton. Patton on the low block, goes to Clement, back in the corner. Skips it up top to Carney. Carney comes away with it, corner to Montag, back up top to Devin. Devin looking to drive, gets to the elbow. Floater is up and good. Much needed basket for the Golden Tornado. 8 tonight for Carney. 39-31, 4 minutes to go in the third. It's Bryant driving, working his way to the paint, flips it over to Proctor, launches a three, back on the rim, no good. Carney comes away with the board, splits defenders, crossing the timeline, has the ball ripped away by Proctor. It rolls out of bounds, so the Golden Tornado will inbound in front of their own bench. They trail by 8, 3:49 to go in the third. Demir Miller checks in along with Aaron Young for Coatesville. Ball inbounded to Ethan. Playing with three fouls. He is double-teamed. Splits both defenders. Now crossover move. Spin move at the elbow. Flips it over to Carney. Carney now comes away with it. Standing left side wing. Working to the middle. Swings it over to Patton. Corner to Clement. Launches a three. That one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Bryant. Running the floor himself. Layup easy. Up and in for Dupree. Bryant. 41-31. Coatesville in front. Morton with it now, getting beyond his defender, drives the lane, corner to Carney, open three, he got it. Much needed points again, and a response from the Golden Tornado, 41-34, but here comes Bryant. Elbow, drives, teardrop layup, no good, rebound fought for on the floor, and he's fouled on the way up as Holmes came away with it, and they say a Golden Tornado defender got him on the arm. I don't know about that. Patton called for the foul, which is his third. And the third of the half against the Golden Tornado. Tony Holmes 0 for 2, his first time there, and he hits this one. 42-34. The next for Holmes is good as well. 3:03 to go, and a foul committed by Aaron Young, who will pick up his third. It will be the second against Coatesville. Ball inbounded to Morton again, double team. Bringing the ball up the floor, bounces it to Patton. Patton spin move, goes back to Morton. Morton drives, left-handed layup, up and in. 19 tonight for Ethan, 43-36. Butler needs a stop, though. Bryan with the ball, bounces it underneath to Jameer, guarded by Clement. Fadeaway jumper, draws the contact, and they call the foul. Man, that is a... That's a bad call. I can't stand that call. He pumps it. Clement stays upwards, and then Brickish drives into him, and they say he got him on the arm. I just do not care for that call at all. I never have. The first against Clement. And give credit to Brickish. If they're going to call it, you might as well try it. Does miss the first one. Fourth, though, against the Golden Tornado. Butler trailing by 7, 2:43 to go. Brickus hits the second. Back to an 8-point lead. Patton's got it in the front court. Spin move. Looking. Hands it off to Morton. Morton. Guarded by Bryant. Crossover move. Bounces a pass underneath to Luke Patton. What a nice look from Ethan Morton. And Patton finishes at the rim. 44-38. 2:23 to go in the third. Brickus drives, layup, and good. What a move by Jameer Brickus. They respond again, 46-38. Patton's got it now. Luke flips it over to Clement. Long three, no good. Rebound Coatesville. Bryan fires it up to Brickus. Brickus drives, layup, up and in. 48-38. Coatesville now leading by 10. Morton driving, getting hand-checked the whole way down the floor. Splits defenders, goes up, and he is fouled, and Ethan will go to the line to shoot a pair. The foul committed by Demir Miller, who will pick up his third, and it will be the third of the half against Coatesville. First one from Ethan falls. Ethan now with 20. Second one from Ethan. Rattles around, does not go. Rebound Holmes. First missed free throw of the night for Ethan. 48-39. Coatesville in front. 1:38 to go in the third. Dupree Bryan with it. Triggers right to Young. Young going right back to Bryant. He flips it over to Demir Miller. Miller drives, layup no good. Morton with the board. Crossover move, bringing it up the floor. Guarded tightly by Young. Splits him, loses the ball. Loose on the floor. Coatesville comes away with it. Brickus layup up and in. 50-39. Coatesville in front. 55 seconds to go. Morton's pass tipped. And we get a foul. Committed by Coatesville, I believe. And indeed it is. They say Aaron Young pulled down Luke Patton, and so it will be Young's fourth. And it will be the fourth against Coatesville. Donovan Brick is back into this game. Golden Tornado, though, trailing by 11 with 50.9 seconds to go in the third. Patton will inbound. He finds Morton. And the ball knocked away. Patton to inbound. Finds Carney. Carney, three ball. Good! Did they say it was a three? Yes, they do give him a three. 50-42, 40 seconds to go in the third. Butler looking for a stop. Zach Slomer's into the game to guard Brickus. He lobs it right to Bryant. 30 seconds to go. High screen coming from Holmes. Bryant uses it to his left. Patton works beyond the screen. 23 seconds now. Bryant drives, jumper from the line, and he is fouled on the way up. They say Patton got the arm. And that's the fourth against Luke. It looked clean from up here. Could be wrong, but I thought that was all ball on the way up. Instead, it will be Dupree Bryant at the line. The first one is no good. Bryant's got 12 tonight. Maddox Clement and Rain Gratzmiller into this game. Butler trailing by 8. They trailed by 6 at the half. Of an opportunity to get the ball back and play for the last shot. The second one from Bryant is good. 51-42. Ball inbounded to Morton. Facing pressure from Donovan, Brick is now a double team from Bryant. They lob it up to Clement. And Clement throws it away. Here comes Bryant with it at the rim. Easy layup, up and in. A huge turnover for the Golden Tornado. An 11-point lead. Morton with it now. Chucks it up to Montag. Montag at the buzzer. And it is no good. And so Coatesville leading 53-42 as we go to the final quarter of play. We'll come back with more Butler basketball right here on WBUT and the Triple I High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Get a better response and a better return on your investment at your next corporate or charity event by booking an outing at one of America's premier golf courses, Old Stonewall Golf Club. Located in Elwood City, just 40 minutes north of downtown Pittsburgh, Old Stonewall offers you an event you can have confidence in from start to finish. Their event prices can save you $25 to $50 per golfer, and it includes green fees, cart, use of their driving range, locker room facilities, and even a golf shop credit. For more information, visit oldstonewall.com. That's O-L-D-E, stonewall.com.
Well, if Butler wants to keep playing this season, they're going to have to start to put it together offensively and get some stops defensively as Coatesville leads 53-42. And Coatesville will begin the fourth quarter with the ball. Butler coming out. Fox on one remains the defense, and they play with their starting five. Luke Patton playing with 4 fouls. Ethan Morton playing with 3. Bryant driving. Jumper from the elbow is good. My goodness, Dupree Bryant and Jameer Brickus are having nights. 17 for Bryant and a 13-point lead for the Red Raiders. Morton's spin move. Crossover now. Looking to drive. Layup up, and it falls. 22 tonight for Morton. Golden Tornado, though, need to play some defense as they trail by 11. And now Carney will come after Bryant. Bryant crossover move, nearly lost it, comes back away with it. Jumper, or rather, pumps it from the elbow, tosses it over to Holmes, and Holmes buries a 15-footer. He's got 6 tonight. 57-44 the score, 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Morton double team, passes it along to Patton. He drives, floater up and in. Golden Tornado respond, trailing again by 11, 57-46, 6:50 to go in the fourth. Bryant crossover move, gets to the elbow, drives, scoop layup, no good. Morton coming away with a rebound, and he draws the foul. And a little extracurricular activity between Donovan Brickus and Ethan Morton. Foul called against Jameer. No, check that, Dupree Bryant, who will pick up his second. And it will be the fifth of the half against Coatesville. Patton looking to inbound, and the ball is tipped by Coatesville, so the Golden Tornado will keep it. Oh, no, that is definitely Butler ball. No, apparently they said he did not tip it. So Coatesville will get it back. The inbound corner to Brickus. Three ball from Jameer Brickus. That is no good. Rebound fought for off of A golden tornado, and it's Coatesville ball. I thought for sure that was off the Red Raiders. I must need to make a visit to an optometrist. And we'll get it right. 57-46, 6:30 to go. Corner pass, three ball on the way, and good. Demir Miller bearing a three, and now Coatesville leading by 14. Carney top of the key. Crossover move, looking to drive. Kicks it right. Off of Coatesville, out of bounds. Golden Tornado will inbound. 6:12 to go in the fourth. And will inbound, finds a cutting Ethan Martin. And they call a holding call against Coatesville when Butler had a wide open look at a bucket. So it will be the third against Donovan Brickus, and it will be the sixth against Coatesville. Patton inbounds corner to Clement. Three ball on the way. That one is no good. Rebound Coatesville. Bryant driving the floor, finding Brickus in transition, and the foul as Brickus finishes at the rim. Jameer Brickus with 24 tonight. Mason Montag into the game for Isaiah Scribner, who picked up his second foul and the sixth against the Golden Tornado. Mullers had their opportunity from the three-point land. They just have not been able to hit. And one from Brickus is no good. Rebound fought for. Patton comes away with it. Morton's got it now. Crossover move. Drives the lane. Scoop layup up. It does not go. Coatesville comes away with the rebound. And now Bryant loses it on his way in, but it falls right into the hands of Coatesville. They turn around, jumper no good, but the pass is thrown away, and a layup is scored by Brickus at the rim. And this one now is all Coatesville. 64-46, they lead. And we'll come back after this break. 5:39 to go in the fourth. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Lower yourself into the driver's seat of the all-new 2019 Mustang. Put your foot down, let the adrenaline flow as you experience the deep-throated rumble of the GT with its legendary 5-liter V8 engine. Nothing compares to the rush and exhilaration. It's pure magic. It's love at first sight. Feels so good. Gotta have kind of car. On the lot at Butler County Ford. All shined up, waiting for your test drive. On the corner of Main and Wayne is the home of the real deal, Butler County Ford. They make your wildest dreams come true.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home court advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlin, and at Conlin Tarker, we believe that attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities they serve. That's why we are proud sponsors of our local sports teams, and that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you if you've been involved in any type of accident that has resulted in personal injury or death. After all, there's a reason they call it a home court advantage. Learn more at ConlinTarker.com or call for a free case evaluation. Conlin Tarker, we fight for you.
Well, it would take a bit of a miracle for the Golden Tornado to come back in this one as they now trail by 18, 64-46 to score. Morton racing up the floor, drives the lane, fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul called against Tione Holmes, his second. And the seventh against Coatesville. First one from Morton is good. 23 tonight. Scores elsewhere across 6A. Mount Lebanon taking down Alderdice. Final score there, 64-58. And Pine Richland hanging in with Kennedy Catholic. 33-28 at the half. 64-48 to score here now as Brickus drives and has it ripped away from him. Morton bringing it up the floor, crossing the timeline, now driving the lane. His layup up, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Still loose. Morton comes away with it, kicks out to Montag. Three ball is good. So the Golden Tornado now draw this to a 13-point game. Still 5 minutes to go. They got to play defense, and now we get a foul against Mason Montag, and it may have been a smart one as Donovan Brickus was ripping his way to the basket. That's the seventh, though, against the Golden Tornado. And I apologize, that was not Prickus with the ball, but rather Demir Miller, who will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. 5:06 to go, 64-51 the score. Miller misses it. Rebound, though, pulled down by Proctor and the Red Raiders. They outlet it to Jameer Prickus. Prickus trying to kill some clock with the Golden Tornado double team. And it's lobbed to Bryant. Bryant now facing pressure from Carney. High screen from Holmes. Bryant looking to drive. Kicks out wide to Proctor. Proctor now driving. Kicks to Holmes. Long jumper. That is no good. A follow by Proctor doesn't fall. And a rebound by the Golden Tornado. 4:40 to go. Morton now will draw the foul, and he will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Foul called against Demir Miller, who will pick up his fourth. It will be the eighth against Coatesville. So 1-1 for Ethan Morton. Butler trailing by 13, 4:37 to go in the fourth. The first from Ethan is up and in. Luke Patton playing with four fouls for the Golden Tornado. Ethan Morton playing with four as well. Aaron Young into this game for the Red Raiders. He's got four tonight, too. 64-52 the score. Second one from Ethan. Rattles around and falls. Full court pressure now from the Golden Tornado. Bryant splitting defenders. Now crossover move. 3-on-1. Kicks corner. Prickus has it. Jameer kicks it up top to Bryant. Bryant bounces it right back to Jameer Prickus, who is guarded by Clement. Prickus working his way beyond him. Now getting his way to the elbow. Kicks a corner. Miller pumps a three. Kicks it back up top to Jameer Prickus. 4:15 to go. Butler trailing by 11. Needing a turnover, or at least a stop defensively. And the Red Raiders are killing clock. Devin Carney now coming up to guard Dupree Bryant. Bryant, spin move. Carney nearly falls. He's able to get back up and come and guard Bryant. Inside 4 minutes now. Bryant has it stripped away from behind. Montag comes away with it. Morton has it now. Morton driving his way to the bucket. He draws contact and one! So now Butler has made this a 9-point ball game. Ethan can make it 8. Still a lot of ball game left. As Aaron Young is called for the foul, and that will be his fifth. It is the ninth against Coatesville. Fred Thompson taking his time to decide who his substitute will be, and it is Donovan Prickus. So Ethan with an opportunity to make this an 8-point game. Golden Tornado trailed at one point by 8. 18. They have trailed by 8, but it was 18 at one point. The and one from Ethan is good. And now it is an 8-point game. And Montag, who had touched the ball as it went through the rim. I don't know if they gave an official delay of game call or what it was, but looks like things have been resolved. Ball is inbounded to Bryant. Bryant getting beyond Montag. 3-on-1 the other way. Prickus drives. Layup good. Much needed points for Coatesville. And what do we got? Technical foul against the Red Raiders. They charge it to Donovan Prickus. Now Prickus will pick up his fourth, and it will be his first technical foul of the game. So Morton will go to the line, shoot two, and the front one rattles around and falls. So really, the Golden Tornado could make this an 8-point game, get the ball back, and try to draw this to 6 with 3:42 to go. Morton, though, misses the second. It used about all the iron before it fell out. Still, though, Golden Tornado making this a 9-point game, and they will get the ball back. It will be Patton to inbound. Luke looking and is able to find Ethan Morton in the backcourt. He's double-teamed. Patton, though, has the ball ripped away. It's Prickus who came away with it. He drives. Layup rejected. Now they call foul. And it will be against Ethan Morton, who will pick up his second. And Coatesville is going to take a timeout. I believe they will. Yep. So Morton will pick up his fourth foul, and Brickus will go to the line to shoot two. We'll come back after this timeout taken by the Red Raiders, 66-57. Still a lot of ball game left. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
66-57 the score. Coatesville in front of the Golden Tornado. 3:34 to go. Butler Basketball on WBUT, Trib Live High School Sports Network. Tyler Friel with you on this Wednesday evening. Winner go home. Winner gets the winner of Harrisburg and Chester. We have our first final of the night as Mount Lebo advances after their win against Alderdice. The first from Jameer Brickus is good. The lead back to 10 for the Red Raiders. Jameer Brickus tonight, 27 points. He's played fantastic. Between him and Dupree Bryant, this backcourt has lived up to the billing. Brickus now will try to make it an 11-point lead for Coatesville, and he does. Butler, though, still hanging around. 68-57. They trailed by 18 at a point. Carney's got the rock. Top of the key. Crossover move. Launches a three. That is well short. Rebound to Coatesville. They push it up the floor. Dupree Bryant's got it now right side wing. Looking to drive. He's guarded by Luke Patton, who's got four. Morton's got four as well for the Golden Tornado. 3:10 to go. Bryant moves it into, or rather near, the half-court line. Butler showing pressure. Bryant gets beyond it. Bryant drives, layup up, no good. Patton with the rebound. Patton outlets it up to Morton, who then finds Clement quickly. Clement lets go a three. Halfway down, does not go. Montag there with the rebound. Turns around, gives it to Carney, who buries a jumper. And the Golden Tornado. We got a timeout? What do we got? Trying to figure things out. The officials are having a discussion. I have not seen what has happened here. The ref who blew the whistle was on the baseline. And I think coaches are looking for an explanation. So they're calling a foul against Montag underneath? Wow. So Montag picks up the foul, apparently on the rebound, which will now send Coatesville to the line. It will be Demir Miller to shoot the one and one. So Miller with 6 points tonight, trying to make this an 11-point game. Front end on the way is good. ...69-59, 2:48 to go. Second from Miller. That one's short. Rebound knocked around. Coatesville comes away with it. It's Brickus with it now, guarded by Clement. Top of the key. Brickus, spin move. Now he lost it. Morton coming away with it. Morton now has it knocked away from behind. Brickus tried to save it, gave it to Morton, his layup up and in, and Butler will continue to pressure. 69-61, 2:23 to go. Brickus has it, floats it along to Bryant. Bryant now double team, bounces it back to Brickus. Brickus will drive, layup up, layup in. 71-61. Here comes Carney with it on the wing. Carney looking to drive. Now it shoots a jumper from the elbow, and he buried it in a timeout taken by the Golden Tornado. 71-63, 2:02 to go in the fourth. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Word from Mars Bank, if you are thinking about a home project or consolidating credit card debt, now is a great time. Get a home equity loan for as low as 3.49% APR. That's right, you can get a home equity loan for as low as 3.49% APR. It's a limited time offer. Visit MarsBank.com to see the details and other great rates and terms. Rates as low as 3.49% APR. That's right, folks, you heard me right, for home equity loans. That's all at MarsBank.com, and click on the 349 banner. Member FDIC. Mars Bank, MLS number 594084. Both teams in the double bonus now. 71-63 the score, 2:02 to go. A held ball would go to the Golden Tornado. Weller showing full court pressure. They come out with Clement, Patton, Carney, Morton, and Montag. Lobbed in deep to Jameer Brickus. Facing a double team, racing up the sideline, gets to the half-court line, circles back around, and will now try to grind some clock. Floats a corner to Donovan Brickus. Brickus drives, flips it to the other Brickus, nearly lost it, is able to recover and kicks it out to Bryan. 1:45 to go. Bryan and Brickus play pitch and catch, double team. Bryan's got it now. Chucks a pass over to Holmes. Holmes has it, floats it back up top to Brickus. Brickus splits defenders, getting to the rim, floating layup. Offensive foul as Montag was there to take the charge. They say Jameer Brickus came through the torso of 24. So Butler will get the ball back. 1:28 to go, 71-63. Butler still needs a lot to happen for this one to work their way, but they're trying to chip away at it. Carney with a rock now, crossing the timeline. He's on the left side wing. Step back three. This one is well off the mark, but is saved by Montag, who kicks back out to Clement. Corner to Montag. Turnaround three. That one is also well short. Bryan ripping down the board. Floats it along to Donovan Brickus. His layup at the rim is up and in. And now a 10-point lead for the Red Raiders. Morton bringing it up the floor. Crossover move. He drives. Scoop layup up and in. Timeout, Golden Tornado. We'll take a timeout as well. Butler trailing by 8, 73-65, 57.9 seconds to go. It's Butler basketball on WBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network.
On the basketball court, emotions run high, just like in the courtroom. This is Wink Robinson. Tonight, the Golden Tornado are working hard. I'm also working hard to be elected your next judge for Butler County. I'm experienced in the law, impartial, independent, and will serve with integrity. My campaign is self-funded. This judicial election should not be won by a candidate who spends the most money or who has a personal agenda. Butler County citizens deserve better. Think Wink for Judge on May 21st, paid for by William Wink Robinson.
Thinking about remodeling or refinancing your home? ARMCO Credit Union's new HELOC combines the flexibility of a traditional home equity line of credit with the low fixed rate of a home equity loan. Lock in different amounts, rates, and terms up to 20 years under one convenient loan agreement and monthly payment without the hassle of reapplying as your borrowing needs change. It's never been easier to join, so call or visit us at one of our locations or online at armcocu.com to become a member.
ARMCO Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
63-65 the score, 57.9 seconds to go. Coatesville in front of the Golden Tornado. Butler basketball on WBUT. Butler showing full court pressure as they only have a matter of seconds before their season could potentially go away. And Mason Montag now will foul Tione Holmes, and Holmes will go to the line to shoot two. Montag will pick up his third. Correction, his fourth, and it will be the 10th against the Golden Tornado. So, as we said, Holmes going to the line to shoot two. He's 2 for 4 today. First one is up, rattles around, hangs on the rim, but does not go. 54.4 seconds to go in this ball game. Here comes the second from Holmes. This one is good. Carney with it now, racing up the floor, crossing the timeline, crossover move. Let's go, a three as well off the mark, but Patton there for the fall, layup up and in. Butler showing full court pressure, 43 seconds to go, 74-67. Holmes has it now, finding Brickus in the front court. Brickus turns around, jumps around, now gets to the foul line and is fouled by the Golden Tornado. 33.5 seconds to go, 74-67. Foul called against Luke Patton, and that will be Patton's fifth. So he is fouled out of this ball game. Tremendous season for Luke Patton if it is to end. So now Matt Clement and the officials having a discussion. And Clement is going to take his full 20 seconds. I kind of like it. The official didn't seem too happy about it. Rain Gratzmiller will check into this game for the Golden Tornado. First from Brickus is no good. It's been a rarity. He's had a heck of a ball game tonight. 30 points for the junior. That's following up on his 40-point performance in the first round. The second one from Brickus is good. Butler trailing by 8 again. Morton's got the ball, 30 seconds to go, and he draws the foul. Which that foul had never been called really all game long. I mean, I'd seen that play about 10, 15 times, it feels like. And now they have finally decided to call it. So Brickus will pick up his third. Morton will go to the line. Clock stopped. 30 seconds flat remaining on the clock. First one from Ethan is good. Five points tonight for Ethan. Make it 36. 75-69. Coatesville throws it in deep. They connect to Donovan Brickus' layup up and in. And that should just about do it. 77-69 the score. Morton races down the floor. Contact on the way up. Of course, no call. Rebound Golden Tornado. Outlet to Montag. He buries the three. And Brickus now will chuck it deep to his brother, Jameer. Jameer will get it circled back around. Now drive the lane, working back around. Now into the corner, 5 seconds to go. The ball is off Montag, out of bounds. Coatesville to inbound, and the Coatesville faithful come to their feet. Brickus launches a three at the end. Rebound, Golden Tornado, pull it down. And now Morton having words with Brickus after the three ball at the end. Both coaches will come over to get their team as we've got a little bit of a fracas here breaking out. Both teams meeting at center court. Final score, though, 77-72. The Golden Tornado fall. And their season's wrapped up. We'll wrap this one up coming up next. It's Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Seton Hill University now offers a 4-year Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. Classes begin in fall 2019. As a student in Seton Hill's Wukuch School of Nursing, you will enjoy the best in academic, clinical, and research facilities. Faculty with extensive nursing experience will prepare you to become a valuable part of any healthcare team. At Seton Hill, you will learn from people who care about you, while you prepare to transform the quality of healthcare for others. Learn more at setonhill.edu/nursing.
Lower yourself into the driver's seat of the all-new 2019 Mustang. Put your foot down, let the adrenaline flow as you experience the deep-throated rumble of the GT with its legendary 5-liter V8 engine. Nothing compares to the rush and exhilaration. It's pure magic. It's love at first sight. Feels so good. Gotta have kind of car. On the lot at Butler County Ford. All shined up, waiting for your test drive. On the corner of Main and Wayne is the home of the real deal, Butler County Ford. They make your wildest dreams come true.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
If you want to do your part for a healthy environment and recycling, then consider Environmental Coordination Services and Recycling. ECS&R assists with recycling health and safety for commercial, residential, and academic sectors. This includes consulting for hazardous waste management, environmental health and safety training, industrial cleaning, and chemical and electronic recycling. They serve Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. There's a ton of great information about using their environmental services and knowledge at ECSR.net.
It's always a good day for Charlie's Philly Steaks. Located in malls and outlets all over Pennsylvania and Ohio. Satisfy your hunger with Philly cheesesteaks. We're talking 100% USDA beef, gourmet fries, and 100% real fruit lemonade. To find a location nearest you, visit charlies.com. That's charlies.com. Our taste is unmatched the world over.
Casey's Carpet can handle any of your flooring needs. Family owned and operated for 28 years, Casey's Carpet has the experience you're looking for. Carpet installs, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, stone, porcelain tile, and hardwood. Award-winning flooring and install from Casey's Carpet. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Casey's Carpet in North Versailles or caseyscarpet.com.
Golden Tornado season comes to a close by a final score 77-72. The Red Raiders taking down Butler. Let's recap some totals for you, shall we? 31 points for Jameer Brickus, a heck of a ball game for the junior guard, getting it done by essentially just driving to the rim. He only had 1 3 tonight. He was able to split defenders and get to the basket. It was a really nice performance by Brickus, and the same can be said for Dupree Bryant, who runs the point for the Red Raiders. He was able to distribute, and he was also able to drive. He racked up 17 points tonight. 9 points for Donovan Brickus, 7 points for Tione Holmes, 7 points for Dymir Miller, 2 points for Jaden Brickus, and that was your final totals, 4 points for John Proctor. I missed a player there. 77 total for the Red Raiders. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, 36 points from Ethan Martin. A tremendous performance tonight by the junior, but unfortunately for the Golden Tornado, not enough to get it done. They just were not feeling the three tonight, something that had really been working for Butler all season long. They had only hit seven of them tonight, but the open opportunities they had were plentiful, especially coming out of the gate. 18 points for Devin Carney, a tremendous game for the freshman. 6 points for Maddox Clement, 6 points for Luke Patton, and 6 points for Mason Montag. Just not enough to get the job done tonight for the Golden Tornado. Very talented Coatesville team in a game that played the way Coatesville wanted to play. It was physical, it was aggressive, it was in your face, and that's how the Red Raiders wanted to play. That's how they have played. So they were able to get the job done and playing a style. And for the most part, again, I'm not ripping on the officials, but it was just the way that the game turned out. They were able to play a style, and the officials were able to give them that style. Don't get me wrong, Golden Tornado tried to play the same way. That's just not the way Butler plays. And so Coatesville able to take advantage of the environment. It was definitely a home crowd for them, a two-hour trip for Coatesville, three-hour and some change trip for the Golden Tornado. And so with that, a little bit of a home field advantage, home court advantage, you could tell the crowd and the team was feeding off the energy Coatesville had to provide. All those factors, the turnovers for the Golden Tornado, missing out on some points, and then just the inability to stop Jameer Brickus, all those factors coming into play, and that's why the Golden Tornado season has come to a conclusion. So winners now, as you have Coatesville moving on to the quarterfinals. They play the winner of Harrisburg in Chester. That game will be on Saturday, March 16th. And latest word is Kennedy Catholic in front of Pine Richland, 58-42. So if Kennedy Catholic holds on, they will take on Whitfield champion Mount Lebo, who was able to upset Alderdice, and that will be your quarterfinal matchup there. But from Chambersburg High School, we've got a final score, 77-72. Coatesville taking down the Butler Golden Tornado. A big thanks to Anthony Wilson back at the studio, Justin Glagola, Mason Strawn, Michael Crowley, all of our board engineers who have made it happen over the course of the season. Of course, a big thanks to you, the listener, for joining in and joining us on this wild 2018-2019 ride. For the Golden Tornado, my friends, it's just going to get better from here. You have almost an entire starting five returning. You're only losing Isaiah Scribner, Colby Anderson, and Kevin King. from this team next year. They've got a lot to build around, and you've got another season of maturity, physical maturity, emotional maturity, and a Butler team that most assuredly will be battle-tested. It'll be a fun one next year. We look forward to spending that time with you, but until then, enjoy the warmer months as Butler basketball has finally come to a conclusion. 77-72, our final Coatesville over the Golden Tornado. We'll talk to you sometime soon, my friends. Butler basketball here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
You have been listening to Butler Golden Tornado Basketball on WBUT 1050 AM and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you in part by Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, your local McDonald's restaurants, Conlon Tarker Attorneys at Law, the Bus and Butler Transit Authority, Mars Bank, Butler County Ford, Attorney Jerry Polisic, Old Stonewall Golf Club, Hutchinson's Dry Cleaners, the Armco Credit Union, and William Wink Robinson for judge. Thank you for listening to this edition of Butler Golden Tornado Basketball. This has been a live presentation of Butler Radio Network.